Today's shiur is Masechta Tainis Daf Yotes, and we will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the new perek. Our Mishnah begins where we left off in the previous parakim. In the previous parakim, we had learned that if the rain doesn't come in the proper time, first only the distinguished members of the community begin to fast. Then we have one set of three tenesim, another set of three fast days. Then we have the more stringent seven fast days, as the order we had learned in the Mishnayos taught us. Our Mishnah will now discuss different situations where we don't follow that order. Actually, our Mishnah that we're going to learn, a long Mishnah, if we look in the Mishnayos, is a combination of a net of nine Mishnayos. And the Mefarshim say that our Perek that we're going to begin learning now is called Pirka de Chasidi, because our Perek describes at length many different stories about the great attributes of different Tanoim and Amoraim. Says the Mishnah, say the tiniest Eila Omer, the order the Mishnah of the fast that we've learned will be Revi Rishona, when the rains were delayed, and we follow the Seder that we described. Avol Samachim Shoshanu, if the crop changed, if crops grow abnormally, Masriyan Le'Miyad, we automatically do Masriyan. As we learned in the previous Perek, there's a Machloikis what Masriyan means. Does Masriyan mean blowing the Shofar, or does Masriyan mean saying Aneinu? There's also Machloikis Rishonim. When our Mishnah says Masriyan, does it mean that they only did Masriyan without fasting, or did they also fast? Became similarly, Shaposku Yisham and Geshem Lagesh Abayim Yoyim, if it began to rain and it stopped to rain for 40 days, Masriyan Aleim, we begin to do Masriyan, but Bnei Shimakas Batsiris, this can cause a food shortage. And as the Rishonim explain, if it didn't rain, it's only that the rain was delayed, so the rain will come later and will bring the proper irrigation to the crops. But if we're dealing with a situation where it began to rain and it stopped, or if the produce is being adversely affected, that is a much more serious situation where the halacha is different. The halacha requires that we immediately start to do Masriyan. Yadul Smachim, if it began to rain for crops, but not for trees. And the Gemara will explain what kind of rain this means. Lilan, or if it's raining for the trees, not for crops. Lazel, it rained for both crops and trees, but did not rain enough to fill up the reservoirs. And the Mefarshim explained, Boris mean round pits. Sikh is a long and narrow pit, Rashi explains. And Maris is a water in a cave. And the Yorabba explains what was the purpose of each one of these types of water holes. Water in a pit is for drinking, and therefore it's in a round shape that everybody could stand around the pit and draw water to drink. Water in the siach, in this long channel, is for washing, and we want that there should be a current flowing over the items being washed. They didn't have a washing machine, and that current would cause the garment to become clean. Ma'aris are water where we wash ourselves, and since people got undressed, it was in a cave where we could have tznius. In such situations, Masriyan Le'Miyad, we immediately cry out. V'kein ir shelo yardo le'gishamim, if there's a city that no rain fell in, but the surrounding areas there is rain, that city does hasra. T'ksiv v'mat tate al ir achas, v'al ir achas lo yamtir, if in one city it will rain, in in another city it will not rain. Chalkach is tamter, in one field it rains, in another field another rain. This Oisair, that city which has no rain, Masana Masras, has to fast and cry out. The cause of the sin, the cities around it, Misanois, Veloi Masriois, fast but do not cry out. And the Rishonim explain, why do the cities around it have to also participate? One pshat is because the cities around it will also be adversely affected. Given that there's no rain in this city, the cities, the neighboring cities, the people from the city where there's no rain will now go to those neighboring cities, which will drive up the cost of food. And another pshat is that, as the Ran quotes to Yerushalmi, if the neighboring cities are in trouble, that city has to feel along with that city and therefore fast. This machloik is also Rishonim, what does Sviva Seho mean? Most Rishonim seem to learn that the cities in that region. Others say that it's all of the cities in the country. And yet others say, as we just said a moment ago, it depends. If the economy of that city will be adversely affected, then it's considered a city that has to participate in this tsar. If it's a city whose economy will not be affected, it doesn't have to participate. The kivaymer, that the surrounding cities must rios cry out v'loy masanis, but they don't fast. And as the Yerushalmi explains, the machloik is between Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakama as to what status should we compare the surrounding cities. Should we compare it to Rosh Hashanah, where in Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar but we don't fast? Or rather, should we compare it to Yom Kippur, where we fast and don't blow shofar? V'kein, ir sheyesh b'devar, in a city where there is an epidemic, on my pilus, or strong winds that are forcing, that are blowing down the houses. The Tveres Yisrael says Devar is when people die without being sick, they suddenly are passing away. Mapilus, the Ritva says, just like we're going to learn the Shir soon, for people dying, it's three people dying in 3 days, so too is the Shir for Mapilus, that the walls or houses fell down, three houses in 3 days. Again, Oseir, the city where this happened, Misana or Misras, the cause for the said, the surrounding cities, Misanois v'loi Masrias, Mekivayma, Masrias v'loi Misanois. Is a dever. What exactly is considered a dever that we have to fast? Says the Mishnah, Ir HaMetzias Chamesh Meis Ragli, a city that has 500 healthy people, V'yotzim Menu Gimel Yomim, Gimel Meisim, three people passed away, V'gimel Yomim Zechazen, three consecutive days, Hareis a dever. That's considered a dever. Pachs Mikan, less than this is Ain's a dever. And as the Rambam explains, it has to be a city of 500 people who are healthy, with three of those people passed away in 3 days. If it's more people in the city, then the ratio is more. So if we have 1,500 people in the city, then it will be 9 people in 3 days. The Magen Avraham says that nowadays, this Magen Avraham already speaking, there is no concept of dever, because nowadays there are so many adverse effects in the climate and pollution, etc., that cause people to pass away, and therefore nowadays there is nothing considered a makas dever. The Mishnah Berura again points out, as the Ram, as we said, that it's only when it's healthy people passing away, not if it's people who are sick, that's not considered a makas dever. And in fact, the Rivash uses this concept, la loch lemaitzam. The loch is that if a woman was married two or three times and her husband passed away, the Gemara calls her a katlonis and she's not supposed to get remarried. Says the Rivash, when is one considered a katlonis? If the husband was a healthy person and passed away. But if the person was sick, that's not a proof that she's a katlonis. It's just that he was sick and he unfortunately passed away. Continues the Mishnah, Elu Masriyin Bekamakim, for the following situations, everywhere has to, people everywhere have to cry out. Again, here too, there's a machlokes rishonim what everywhere means. Some rishonim learn everywhere means the entire country. Another rishonim seem to learn that it's anywhere where the news of this calamity travels to. Al shadofan, if there's wind that's ruining the grain. Val hayirakain, if the most mepharshim explain, if the grain is turning yellow, if the crops are turning yellow, that's a sign of disease. There are mepharshim, the Meiri, and it seemed to learn that yirakain is not a disease that affects crops, rather it's a disease that affects people. Arba chosel, different type of locust and ants that attack the tvua. Chai ra, dangerous beasts that attacking humans. Al cherev, armies that pass through the land. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, it's not only armies that come to attack, but even armies that are just passing by with not the purpose of attacking. Masrinale, we immediately cry out. Nishimak machalachas, this is a tsar that's going to travel, and therefore people should all daven, even if they're in areas that aren't immediately affected. Says the Mishnah, Ma'aseh she'yodah zekenim Yerushalayim l'areyim, the zekenim left Yerushalayim, the zekenim from the zekenim left Yerushalayim to go to the cities, the gods were tainus to be gods of tainus. And as the Mepharshim explained, these zekenim, who originally were born and lived in different cities in Eretz Yisrael, were appointed at the Sanhedrin, and when they saw the need to decree a fast, they wanted to drive the message home, how serious the situation was. So they left their homes in Yerushalayim and came back to their hometowns, that people should realize that there's a very serious situation. Why? Because there appeared the size of an oven's mouth of wind blast damage in the grains in Ashkelon, and that was a bad sign that this kechas v'sham spread. Five guys were tainus, they were also guys were tainus. Al sha'ochlu ze'evim shnei tenoikis be'evar yadim, two wolves ate two children be'evar yadim. Rabbi Yosef Meloi, al sha'ochlu, not that they actually ate children, el shaniru, they became visible. And the Beis Yosef says that there's really no machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef. Tanakama will agree that if wolves, who normally are not visible to people, are seen, that already is enough of a reason to be goyis of tainus. The Mishnah continues now to discuss that although normally on Shabbos, Yontif, we don't fast and we certainly don't add extra tefillas, certain circumstances we do even on Shabbos. Al elu masrim b'Shabbos, for the following tzaras we cry out on Shabbos. Al ir shikifu anachrim, a city that was encircled by Goyim, Einar, or by a river that's going to flood, Vasfina Haturafas Piyam, a ship that's in danger of drowning at sea. V'yosayma L'ezra V'loy L'tzdaka. We only cry out to get people to come help, but not to daven. Shimon HaTamonia Ma'afel HaDever, also for Dever we cry on Shabbos, V'loy Hod L'chachamim. So it's Machloikas Rishonim how to understand Rabbi Yossi's statement of L'ezra V'loy L'tzdaka. Most Rishonim seem to learn that on Shabbos, although we're allowed to do anything for Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, we're only allowed to do something which is a natural way of saving people. So to go and try to save people on Shabbos is certainly permissible. However, davening, which unfortunately we have no way of knowing for sure that our tefillas will be answered, may not be done on Shabbos. Others say that we're allowed to daven on Shabbos, but to gather the entire community together for the purpose of tefillah on Shabbos is not permitted. But every person in the privacy of his home, if chas v'shalom, he's facing some sort of a tzara, certainly may daven. Al kol tzara shlo tavoy, any tzara that should not come, this is a lashon saginar, it's a language, meaning if there is a tzara, Al Tova, Mesirim Aleim, we cry out, Chutz Merev Gisham, except if there's too much rain. Because as we're going to learn, we never cry for too much of a good thing. However, the Mefarshim explain, if there's so much rain that the rain is ruining the crops, then Allah is that we're allowed to cry out even for too much rain. Says the Mishnah Maisa. Maisa Shamu al Chayna Magal, they came and they told Chayna Magal, Hespaul Shiyardu Gishamim, daven that it should rain. There was no rain. Omlem Tzu Vechnisu Tanure Psochim, go out and bring in the oven that you're preparing to use to roast the Karim Pesach, b'shvil shlo yimoku, in order that they should not dissolve in the rain. So as the Mefarshim explained, they used to roast the Karim Pesach on barbecues that are made out of clay, and at the end of Adar, they would begin preparing those barbecues that they should have them available Pesach time. What happened was that it was already the end of Adar, and there was no rain that season. And because there was no rain that season, they came to Chayne and Magal to be mispowel on behalf of them. When they were davening, Chayne and Magal was sure that his tefillah will be answered, and he told them, if you're going to leave out these clay ovens that are relatively new and aren't dry yet, they're going to get ruined and dissolved in the rain that's going to come, and therefore he recommended that they should take it back in. Farshim discussed that they couldn't probably reuse the clay ovens, the clay barbecues that they used for the Karim Pesach from year to year, because the Gemara Masechta Zvachim tells us that if a Kli Cheres absorbs any carbon that's used for cooking or barbecuing or roasting a carbon, the blia that goes into the walls of that oven becomes nicer. And since we know Kli Cheres can't be kashered, therefore they had to make a new Kli Cheres oven every year. Hispalo so began to daven v'layardu gishamim, and no rain fell. And Mefarshim explained the reason no rain fell was because he was too confident that he was sure that he could, that his tefillah would be answered. Ma'asa, what did he do? Og ugo, he drew a circle. And Mefarshim explained why he drew a circle, because we know that the world is round, and he was trying to say that the world is round. Apiderech hateva, this year is a year where there is no rain. But he was being mispowel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change the course of normal and make it to rain. Interestingly, the Paiskim used the terminology that our Mishnah is using for Halach L'maisam. There's always a discussion in what shape matzahs should be baked. And we know that ham matzahs are usually baked round. And they use this Mishnah as a proof, because the Torah, when speaking about matzah, calls it ugois matzois. And here we see that the shape of an uga is a circle. Ag uga, v'amid b'toichai, and he stood in that circle, v'amal afanim, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shalaylam, b'necha soma p'naim alai, your children have turned towards me. Because I'm like a member of your household. I swear in your great name that I will not leave this circle until you have rachmanis on your children. So it started to trickle rain. That's not what I asked for. I asked for rain that will fill all the ditches. So they came with a fury. That's also not what I asked for. El gishmei rutzon brocha nedova. I asked for rains that are of brocha. Yardikit karam, and then the rains fell normally. Ach Yotzu Yisrael Yerushalayim L'Harbayis. It rained so much that Klal Yisrael had to leave Yerushalayim to go up to Harbayis to be protected from the rain. And from here to Yerushalmi says, we see that the Harbayis had a roof. Otherwise, what was the point of going to Harbayis to expose themselves to this torrential rain? Bava Amraleim, they came to tell Chanya Magal, Shem Shispal Lalta Alem Shiyadu, just like you daven that they should rain, Kach Tispalu Shiyachlehen, please daven that it should stop raining. Amraleim, Tzu V'ru'u Im Nimches Evan Hatoyim. The only time I'll stop to rain, there's Machlok Rishonim how to understand this line. Some Rishonim explain what he meant to say is that the Evan HaToyin was a tall stone that was in Yerushalayim, which was the lost and found. It was in a very high place. And he said, if it rains so hard that even the Evan HaToyin is submerged in water, then and only then will I misspell that it should stop to rain. Others explain that just like it's certainly not possible that the Evan HaToyin should be submerged in water, so too will I never be mispalel that it should stop to rain. Shach LeShemim B'Shatach. So Shemim B'Shatach sent him the following message. Emoli Chayni Ata, if not the fact that you were Chayni, because Rani Alecha Nidui, I would put you to Chayim for speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a seemingly disrespectful manner. Avama Esalach, what should I do? You don't act so properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, voice le ritzoncha, and he still does what you ask for. Just like a child who doesn't always behave so properly, but the parents still, the parents always fulfill the children's wishes. Regarding you, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha vimecha, your father and mother should be proud, those that bore you should be glad that such a child. Somebody, Pashup Shad is that parents who had such a wonderful child have what to be proud of, that he has the power to be mispalel and his tefillah should be answered. And Mefarshim explained that the name Choyni Hamagol is either because of this circle that he drew or he came from the city of Magol. There's a machlokes we showed him also. Is this Choyni Hamagol the same Choyni Hamagol who's mentioned that slept for 70 years, is it the same or not? Din Yaakov says that how was Choni Hamagel Zoycha, how did he become worthy that he could be mispalel and have his tefillahs answered in such a fashion? Because he was meyageya b'toyra. He sat and learned Torah, and his schar for sitting and learning Torah, this was his tefillahs were answered. And the B'nai Yisoscher interestingly says, we say in Birkus Kahanim v'yichunecha. So he says, what does V'yichunecha mean? V'yichunecha means that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be like Choni Hamagel. Just like Choni Hamagel had this incredible ability that his tefillah should be answered, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yichunecha that we should also have that ability. Hayim Asanim, says the Mishnah, if they were fasting, V'yodolam Gishom Kodim Netzachama, they decreed a day to be a fast day, and before sunrise, it began to rain. Lo yeshlimu, they don't have to complete the fast. So as the Mefarshim explained, even though most fast days begin by Alois HaShachar, since most people don't eat before the nights anyway, not really supposed to eat before davening, and you're not really supposed to daven before the nights, so the fast really doesn't begin until the nights. So here where it began raining before the nights, therefore, lo yishlimu, they don't have to complete the fast day. Lacha netzachama. But if it only begins to rain after the nights, so the Tanakhama holds, yishlimu, they should complete the fast day. Rebbe Lezer is more mekel. He says, kodem chatzois, if it begins to rain before chatzois, lo yishlimu, they don't have to complete the fast day. Lach chatzois, only if it begins to rain after chatzois, yishlimu. And as Rashi explains, since most people only eat the main meal by chatzos, so they really didn't feel the effects of the fast if it started to rain before chatzos. There's machloikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan if it began to rain before chatzos, but it didn't rain enough yet, do they complete the fast or not? The Mishnah Berurah says they complete the fast, and the Aruch HaShulchan says they don't complete the fast. The Mefarshim also say that these halachas that we're learning, that if it began to rain either before the nets or before chatzos, we don't complete the fast day, is only if it's a tainus tzibur, a tainus that the entire community decreed because of rain. But let's say it's a tainus yochid, it's a tainus that just an individual accepted, or even if it's a tainus tzibur, but not because of rain, there the halacha is that they complete the day in fasting. Says the Mishnah, Ma'aseh shegazru tainus b'lud, they once decreed a fast day in Lud, v'yodlam gisham kodem chatzos, and it began to rain before chatzos, amalam Rabtafrin, Rabtafrin told him, su v'ichlu v'shesu, go eat and drink, and make it v'su yontif, v'yotsu v'ochlu v'shosu v'su yontif, which they did, obeyed abayim v'kar ha'kal gadol, and then they returned to shul in the afternoon to say Hala HaGadol. Hala HaGadol is Perikuf Lamed Vav in Tehillim, which we say on Shabbos. Hoidel Hashem Kitoy Kloyam Chazdoy, the Kloyam Chazdoy is mentioned 26 times. Kminyan Havaya, Yudke Vavke, and in that capital we say Noisein Lechem L'chabosor we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us panasa, which is certainly appropriate in such a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to rain and we could have panasa. The Mefarshim explain that to say to Hallel properly, one has to be in the proper mood, and that's why Reb Tarfon sent them home, so to speak, go eat and feel good, and when you'll be in a better state because you ate and drank, then it's the time to say Hallel. Ask the Gemara. Say the Tanis Ha'olamar. Our Mishnah says, Previr Rishonah. When the first rains were delayed, we followed the Seder. Vermino, ask the Gemara, we learned in a bright saw, Revir Rishonah Vishni Elishonah. If the rain was delayed past the first or second time that it should come, we daven. It's only shlishes if it was past the third time when the rain is expected to come and it doesn't come, Lasano, until we begin to fast. Answers the Gemara Hachir of Amr Yudachkam. This is the way to understand our Mishnah. Say the Tanis Amr Emesai. When do we follow the normal Seder that we learned earlier in the Masechta? Bezman Shiyotzer Vishayim Vishniv Vishlishes. When the first, second, and third normal time for rain came and didn't rain, so then we followed the order that we learned earlier in our Masechta. Ava Yad Gesham Berviy Rishayna. If rain came at the beginning when it's supposed to come, Vezarv LaTzemchu. And nothing grew. Inamit samchu v'chazir v'nishtanu. Or if it grew abnormally, that's a much bigger problem, as we explained in the Mishnah. And Mesrin le'miyad, we cry out immediately. Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, dafke nishtanu. Only if they changed, they grew abnormally, do we cry out. Avil yofshu, if they completely dried up, loy, that we don't cry out. As Mefarshim explained, if they completely dried up, so it's too late. There's nothing that can help, the tefillah can't help, and then we don't cry out. Ask the Gemara Pshita, what's Rav Nachman teaching us? Nishtanu tanan, doesn't the Mishnah explicitly say only if they grew abnormally? Answers the Gemara like Tzricha da'akin. This Rashi has two pshat. We're going to learn first this pshat. When the stalk grew somewhat after the crop dried up, so we might think that the growing of the stalk should be considered significant and it's still appropriate to cry out. Kamash Mlan teaches us, Rav Nachman, that this minimal growing of the stalk is really not significant and there's no purpose in crying out. Another pshat that Rashi seems to learn, which is almost just the opposite approach, is that if the stalk still grows, that's a sign that things will be fine and there is no reason to cry out. We learned in the Mishnah, V'kein shepos b'gisham b'geshem l'geshem, if rain stopped between the first rain and the second rain for 40 days, we cry out because it shows that there's going to be a food shortage. Makis b'tzoyrus. Ask the Gemara, my Makas Petzoyrus, Om Rav Yudah Merav, Maka Mevila De Tzoyrus. This is something that could bring to food shortage. Om Rav Nachman, Nahara, river to river, Betzarta is a food shortage, Bedinsa, Medinsa, from one Medina to another Medina, from one country to another country, Kafna represents a hunger. So Taisus, the number Aleph, says two pshatim. One pshat is that if there's a food shortage in one area, but food could be transported, Nahara and Nahara, food could be transported by boat over rivers, that's not considered such a serious situation because we could always get the food by sending it on the river and it won't be such a serious situation. But if Bedinsa Medinsa, the only way to transport the food is over land, and they lived in a time where there were no cars and trucks and trains, that's much more of a serious situation, and that's called a kafna. Another pshat is Nahara, the Taisu says, is Nahara Nahara. If the river in one area dried up, but the river in another area in the same country still has water, that's only Betzorta. Because since there are rivers in this country that still have in them water, that water can be diverted to the river that dried up, and it's not such a serious situation. However, Bedinsa Medinsa, if the situation is one where we have to divert rain water from one country to another country, that's much more of a serious situation. That's called a kafna. Which, it's interesting to note, there's a machlokes rishonim that although our Gemara is clearly identifying certain situations to being betzurta and certain situations to being kafna, and the betzurta is a lot more serious, the kafna is a lot more serious than betzurta, there are many rishonim that say there is no halachic difference between a betzurta and kafna, whereas there are other rishonim that say that there are differences. V'amar Chanina, sela besela, if the price of wheat is very expensive, that to buy a saw of wheat you have to spend a sela, but shchicha, but there is wheat available, betzurta. That's called a food shortage. Arba, v'lo shlicha. If the price of wheat is very cheap, you could buy four for one seller, v'lo shlicha. But we can't find any wheat, kafna, that's considered a famine. Om Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan, lo shana albazman, shamayris bezol, or peris b'yoker. Only when people have money. Money is inexpensive, and the produce is expensive. Amos b'yoker, when money is expensive, when money isn't available, or peris b'zoil, even if produce is inexpensive, there masrin lemiyad, we automatically cry out. Dom Rav Yochanan, as Rav Yochanan says, Nahirna, I remember, could have a kaima dalit son b'sela, you could buy four sela of wheat for a sela, so the price was very fair, with there were many people with swelled bellies, which is a sign of malnutrition, but Tveria, in the city of Tveria, Medelas Isser, because they didn't have any money. So even if the price is fair, if people don't have money, it's a very bad sign. We learned in the Mishnah, Yardu Tzmachim, if it rained, then it was rained for the crops of Loyla Elan. Says the Gemara, we could understand that the situation that there's rain for crops but not for trees. When rain came lightly but not heavy. Light rain is good for crops. Heavy rain is good for trees. Also, dasi razia, when heavy rain came but not light rain. There's enough rain for the crops and for the trees, but not for the reservoirs. Light rain and heavy rain came. Not much rain came, and the reservoirs couldn't get filled up. Tanya asked the Gemara, this that we learned, that there's enough rain for the reservoirs, but not for the trees and the crops. How is it possible that so much rain fell that it filled the reservoirs, and it's not enough for the crops in the trees? Answers the Gemara, the Asya Bishfichusai. It came with a torrential downpour, so there's enough to fill the reservoirs, but since it only came in a one-time torrential downpour, it doesn't really do what's necessary for the crops and for the trees. Tanur Rabbanan, Masrin Al Eronis B'Frayis HaPesach. We cry out for rain for the trees if they, we see by Pesach time that they didn't get the amount of trees. Price of Pesach is machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim seem to learn that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's called price of Pesach. Since 30 days before Pesach, from Tezvav Adar, we begin learning Hilchos Pesach. Frice means half, which would be Rosh Chodesh Pesach. Others say price of Pesach means Pesach itself. Since the trees in Eretz Yisrael begin to blossom Pesach time, and if there wasn't heavy rain behind that time that should make the trees blossom, we start to cry out for that. Alabaris Sichus Maris, for the ditches Befrais Achag, if they're not full Sukkot time, we start to cry out because we need that water to feed the animals and for irrigation. Valkula, in all situations, im elam mayim lishtos, if there isn't water to drink, masrin lam yad, we immediately begin to cry out. Beis miyachlem, however, what does immediately mean? Sheni v'chamish v'sheni, we wait for Monday, Thursday, Monday. So even if, let's say on Friday, they realize that they have no water, they never begin a fast day, set a fast day on Friday or any day of the week. They will begin it the following Monday to fast Bahab. Davening, of course, the Rishonim say, we could begin right away to daven. They only begin to daven, to cry out or fast, in the affected country. However, there was this contagious disease called Askara. Bezman sheyesh b'misa, if people are dying as an effect of this disease, masrin alayim, we cry out. Bezman sheyem b'misa, if people aren't passing away, ein masrin alayim. If the gvoi locus come even the slightest amount, we right away begin to cry out. Also for the chag of ant, grasshopper, we begin to cry out immediately. During the other years, not during the Shemitah year, if there's not enough rain for the trees, we cry right away. Albiris sichen umarois, where there was not enough water in the reservoirs, I feel b'shvi'is during the Shemitah year. So as the Chazon Ish explains this Gemara beautifully, the Torah tells us that v'tzivisi es b'chosi, since the fruits of the Shemitah year are anyway ownerless, and we're not relying on those fruits, we're relying in the Shemitah year on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. So that's why the Tanakhama holds that in the Shemitah year we don't daven if there's not enough rain for the fruit or for the crops. But water, we daven even in the Shemitah year. Even in the Shemitah year do we cry out if there's not enough rain for the trees. The halach is that all of the trees are considered hefker, and even the poor people could just go and take whatever they want. So since it's considered hefker, they are relying on those fruits for panasa, and if there's not enough rain, there won't be any fruit that grows by itself that everybody could take, and we could daven even in the Shemitah year. And we learned in a similar brisa, Tanya Idach, Masrina learns, we cry out if there's not enough rain for the trees, b'shashnei shvu, and the other year's not in the Shemitah year. Alabayus al sichem al maris, but for water in the reservoirs, afilu shvius, even in the Shemitah year. Shimon Gamliel Omer, af al ilonis, even for the trees do we cry in the Shemitah year. And Masrin al Svichim, furthermore, Shimon Gamliel holds that we cry out if there's not enough water for the plants, for the crops that are growing in the Shemitah year. The poor people rely on this, they could collect all these fruits and vegetables and crops that grow, and therefore we could cry out. Tanya Amar Velezman Parta. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nasa Gisham Tzmukim L'Olam, rain has dried up. Tzmukim means raisins. Raisins are dried grapes. Here too it means that rain has dried up in the world. Yeshana Gisham Merubim, there are years where there's abundance of rain. V'yeshana Shigisham Merutim, and there's years where there's sparse amount of rain. Yeshana Shigisham Yardim Zmanim, the years where the rain falls in the proper time. V'yeshana Shengisham Yardim Zmanim, and the years when the rain doesn't come in the proper time. Shana Shigishmer Yardim Zmanim Adoma, what could we compare a year and where the rain falls in the proper time. Levit shenasasa loy rabbi panasasa b'ech b'shabbos. To a person, to a servant, who gets his salary on Sunday and has enough time to bake dough and cakes and bread for Shabbos. Nimtza isa nefes kesikna. The dough will be bread baked properly. V'nechels kesikna. And if it's baked properly, it will be geshmak and eaten properly. But a year where the rain doesn't come down properly, lemahu doima levich nesosin l'rapan nesos b'erev Shabbos, to a servant who only receives his wages on Friday at the end of the week, and he doesn't have enough time to prepare properly. Nimta esa nefesh like a tikna, the dough is not baked properly, and if it's not baked properly, nachesh like a tikna, it's not eaten properly. A year that has abundance of rain, to what can it be compared? To a servant who got his whole salary in one time, he got a very large amount of money. They used to take the grain to be ground at the mill, and there's a certain amount that's lost. Now, the amount that's lost is always the same, whether we're grinding a larger quantity or whether we're grinding a smaller quantity. So if we grind a car, which is 180 times larger than a calf, so it's worth it, because we're going to anyway lose the same amount. V'nimtza, and therefore, I set... Furthermore, when we knead this dough, and certain amount of the dough sticks to the bowl, but it doesn't make a difference how big the dough is, the same amount will stick to the bowl. So again, it's very worthwhile. However, a year where there's not an abundance of rain, what could be compared to? A person got his panosa just a little at a time, and he nimtza rechayim masha toichus from the car toichus from the calf, so he keeps on grinding different times as he gets his grain. That's how he grinds, and since he grinds a little at a time, every time he loses the amount that you lose that is stuck to the grinder. And similarly, nimtza isa kamish nechas min hakar, chas min hakav. Since he's going to be preparing doughs a little at a time, every time he prepares a new dough, there's part of the dough that sticks to the mixing bowl, and he keeps on losing that part. Davar acha, b'zman shegishmem merabim l'mao doimim, when there's abundance of rain, we can compare it, l'odim shmegabal satit, a person who makes clay, im yesh lo mayim rabim, if he has a lot of water, mayim ein kolim, so he doesn't run out of water, v'tit megubal yofa, and he could knead the clay properly, im yesh lo mayim matim, however, if he only has a little water, mayim kolim, he runs out of water, v'tit ein megubal yofa, and he's not able to properly knead the clay. And as the Mefarshim explained, we began this piece of Gemara, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, because as we know, the Kohen Gadol, when he would leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, would be mespalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have abundant and proper rain this year. Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, for when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we don't have the Kohen Gadol anymore being mespalel for us on Yom Kippur, that's why rain has become very inconsistent and unreliable, but we are mispalel that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt and the Kohen Gadol should go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we mispalel that Klal Yisrael should have all the Yeshuas and the Chumas they need.